Enemy. Dr. Yana Shvehlova's father was imprisoned by the communists in the 1950s, an event which left a deep impression on her life. After doing research into the psychological impact of such experiences on women like herself, she began a group called Daughters, which is a forum for discussion of often painful memories, and a support group for women whose childhoods, and often subsequent lives, were blighted by the mistreatment of their parents. When I met Dr. Shvehlova at a Prague Center cafe, she first told me her own family's story.
My father flew with the RAF during the war, and my mom was with the British Land Army. But after the war, I was born in England. On Christmas Day, the Queen sent me a little toy because I was a Christmas baby. Right after the war, my father couldn't wait to get back to Czechoslovakia. My mother and I, we came by train and sea because some of the families were actually flown back, but some of the planes crashed. And so then the Red Cross organized, so we came by train. But before we arrived here, my father bought a baby carriage for me at Wenceslas Square, and he was trying to get on the tram, and the conductor yelled that my father was still proudly dressed in his British RAF uniform, and the conductor yelled at him, "You don't think we'll let you get here on the tram. You walk, because you in the West sat on your butts while we suffered under the Germans, so walk." Which my father should have realized was a little bit of a warning what was to come, but he didn't. And we lived very happily until 1949. Of course, the communists took over here in 1948. 3 days after Christmas, I was 6 years old, they came to arrest my father, because it's well known that these RAF people were then persecuted.
And how long was your father imprisoned? What was the effect of imprisonment on him?
He got 10 years and he was there for 10 years. He was a lawyer by profession. But when he got out, they didn't get just a sentence, they also got 10 years of loss of civil rights. So he had to work as a bricklayer.
I know you yourself have studied the intergenerational psychiatric influence or psychological influence of the result of parents being persecuted on their children. What have been your main findings in that area?
Well, the main findings are because one of the punishments for the children was that they were not allowed to get a formal education, often after 8th grade, which means in this Czech culture, it was a really big deal. So their self-confidence was zero. And that, I think, is the greatest effect, which is reflected till this day because they couldn't study. They obviously had professions that reflected the lack of education. So now they are middle-aged, so their pension is very small. So even though we are almost 20 years after the fall of communism, it's still with them. There were many, many effects on them because guilt feelings. They didn't know what was happening in those prisons to their fathers, and sometimes even their mothers were in prison. So when the parents got out of prison, the children didn't understand why the parents were away. They were brought up by the grandparents. The parents sometimes didn't find their way back to their children. I could go on and on and on, but the main is the lack of self-confidence and the feeling of that the post-totalitarian society does not want to hear what happened to them. So it's this silence within the society.
Well, I suppose to combat that silence, you've set up an organization, or you're deeply involved in an organization called the Daughters of the Enemies of the State. What is that exactly?
Well, it all started when I interviewed 12 of these women 10 years ago, and it was all anonymous, but I asked them, would you like to meet the other interviewed women? And they all agreed. There were 12 of them 10 years ago, but slowly the word got out, And now it's kind of a self-support group. It's not organized. It's not even an NGO. And there are almost 60 of them now. And we meet twice a year in Prague. And they are beginning to feel that they are among their own. And they are telling their own stories. And they feel they are not alone anymore.
Is there a common element to all their stories? And also, do their stories differ a lot?
Well, there is a lot in common because they often talk about the effects of the visits in the prisons. Then the stories differed depending on the structure of the family. Some would see the fathers as heroes, some didn't, depending what was going on in the families.
Are there any particularly striking stories told by any of your colleagues in this group?
Well, I feel that each story is striking in its own way. I think for me the greatest surprise was the ones where the daughters didn't realize that the fathers were in prison for political reasons. The grandmothers didn't explain, and the mother was either dead or also in prison. And then when the father died, they didn't even go to the funeral. For me, that was the greatest surprise because my mother brought me up always to believe that my father was the greatest hero on this earth.
Why have you associated together as women only? Why is it only daughters of the 50s and not sons of the 50s?
Well, I'm always afraid of this question because I have a difficulty to answer it. I have to admit that I actually did these interviews as part of my PhD dissertation at George Washington University. And because the Czech society is still a patriarchal society, also women have an easier time to talk about themselves than men. Of course, all this does not mean that the sons did not suffer. Maybe they suffered even more because men, especially in this Czech culture, have more difficulties to talk about themselves. So maybe if I live long enough, I will interview sons.
How do you think this, simply speaking about your stories, helps your members?
It helps a lot because it's well known in psychology that the more you talk about your pain, the more you can hope that you will be healed. And I'm hoping that if there will be an open discussion in the society, not just pointing fingers, but an open discussion, that even the society will get healed, will be healed.
Some might say, though, that after 5 decades, or around 5 decades, that maybe it's time to kind of move on and forget that era.
Well, I would not say that, because I think that's the most painful aspect for the former victims, not just the children, but all the victims, because other people were victims, not only people who were imprisoned. I think the last thing they want to hear is, let's forget it, turn a page. No, because there will never be any healing done if we do not try to talk about it. Not to point fingers, because we can't do too much about it now, what happened, all the injustice, but at least let the victims speak about it.
Jana Švehlová speaking to Ian Willoughby for that one-on-one.